Strother, Los Angeles, California, August 13, 1908. Strother, Huntsville, Alabama. Dear brother, I have this morning received and read your letter. I am sorry because of your discouragement. I am sorry that your feelings are not so pleasant as you could wish them to be. But you must not feel that an exalted, uplifted feeling is the sign of your acceptance with God. You need to exercise faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You must not be discouraged. Feeling is not always reliable. You have the written word. To love and fear God is the duty of every believing soul. Our work is reformatory. As the light of the Sabbath comes to us from the sacred word, we are to work and to pray and to study. If you will be of the number who act upon the light of the word of God, there will surely come to you the assurance that you are accepted with God. You have consented to be of the number who build the old waste places. The first day of the week is not the Sabbath of the Lord. Let your mind be established on a plain, "Thus saith the Lord." Remember that faith is taking God at His word. The Son of God is preparing a place for you in the mansions above. Let thanksgiving be expressed for this. Do not feel that because you do not always feel uplifted, that you are not His child. Take hold with humility and zeal to do the work He asks of you. Appreciate every opportunity to do a work that will make you a blessing to those around you. Let it be your determination to do your part toward making the place where you are a place that God can approve and bless. Unite with your companion in searching the Scriptures. The Holy Spirit will help those who seek the Lord in order to know how to do His work. While you seek to obtain perfection of Christian character, be helpers wherever you are. Praise the Lord at all times. Look on the bright side of circumstances, not on the dark side. Be watchful and prayerful, and the Lord will bless and guide and strengthen you. See how much you can do to bless others. You are precious in the sight of God. He wants you to cherish the grace of humility and thankfulness of heart. Improve every opportunity of gaining an education that you may impart what you learn to others. There are many who need your help. The Holy Spirit will use all who will be used. Truth is purifying in its nature. Let truth and righteousness prevail in your life, and fault-finding will be banished. I pray that the Lord may guide you and strengthen you. Study the words of Christ. Act upon them, and you will be safe. As you study the Word and allow the sanctification of the truth to mold your life, the Lord can make you an acceptable worker for Him. All who come together in church capacity should be among the Lord's army of workers. But if the natural traits of character are left unsubdued, in times of crisis, when strong, hopeful words are needed, words of discouragement and hopelessness will be spoken that bring heavy burdens on the church. My brother, you say that you feel that you have not a full connection with God. You say, "I cannot understand it. I am trying my very best, with the Lord's help, to live up to the word as far as I know, yet I feel a long way from the Lord, and I can't tell why it is." We left Washington, my wife and I, to come to the Oakwood School to get a training for work. You have done well in seeking to become fitted for the Master's service, and I urge you and your wife to unite in seeking the Lord most diligently. Keep to the meekness and lowliness of Christ. Look constantly to Jesus, who is the author and finisher of your faith. Walk humbly with God, and do not talk discouragement. Have faith in God, and He will bless you, and will make you an instrument for the accomplishment of a good work.